Hello and welcome to Harmonious World. Once again, I'm going to be putting questions to a musician about what makes them tick. This time I'm in conversation with bassist Mark Wade. Based in the States, Mark was over in Europe a couple of weeks ago, and I caught up with him at the wonderful Benslow Music in Hitchin. Mark is a phenomenal bass player, and he was tutoring on a course and appearing live on stage with a number of different groups, which you will hear about during our conversation. I hope you enjoy listening in. What you're listening to now is The Soldier and the Fiddle. And this is taken from Mark's latest album, True Stories. I hope you enjoy listening to my conversation with Mark. Thank you for joining me for Harmonious World in person, Mark.
Well, it's good to be here in person. It's a rare chance to get to meet face to face.
Absolutely, yes. And I was checking back, and we spoke in 2020, in the heat of the pandemic.
That's exactly right. I think we met right before it all broke loose.
Yeah.
I had, well, for anyone who's listening, since this is audio and not video, we're recording this at Benslow Music here in Hitchin, where I met you back in 2020. Actually, in this very room, this where we're having the concert tonight, is where we had met at that concert back in 2020. Little did we know what would follow.
Absolutely.
Just a month later.
Absolutely. It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, and you're here tonight with Marco Marconi, who's also been on my podcast. So you've just arrived from the States, a little late, later than we all anticipated, but nevertheless, you've got here.
Yes.
And so you've got a night with Marco here, and then what's next?
So I'm here at Benslow tonight, and then for 2 days of teaching a course with Marco, we kind of do a joint course. We both teach the same course together at the same time. It's kind of a fun energy to have two different teachers, but it's a big group of people. Kind of helps. And then Wednesday night, the 13th, we go to London for a spot at 606 Club, which last time I was there was also 2020. So it'd be nice to return there. Then I got a couple days to play tourist in London for this tour before I go on for the rest of it. I'll have a few days in Zurich, Switzerland, with a Swiss pianist who used to be my next door neighbor in New York City. Moved back to Zurich, and I haven't seen him since he moved back probably about 6 years ago. I'll be playing with him and an American singer by the name of Lizzie Thomas. It's a funny story. She lives in New York, but I don't know her from New York.
Wow.
Originally, I was going to extend my time here in the tour from the UK to go to Switzerland for a few concerts with Claude. Claude is an artist on Dot Time Records, prestigious jazz label. And we were going to play a couple of concerts, but the label called him and says, we have another artist who wants to find some dates around that time in that area. And that was Lizzie. Lizzie's also a Dot Time artist. So we said, oh, well, we'll just wrap the two together. So I'm going to be performing with Lizzie and Claude for a couple concerts in Switzerland. I then go to Sweden for a couple days to play with a friend of mine there, a saxophonist by the name of Bikel Godet, who's pretty well known in Sweden with his band Corpo. I'm going to do some duo concerts with him, some very different, just saxophone and bass, and then a concert of saxophone, bass, and drums, no piano, so like a chordless gig. And then I finish up with 24 hours in southern Germany, outside of Munich, a town called Augsburg, and that's where I'll be reuniting with Claude and Lizzie and a drummer that I don't know for a live concert recording session for Dot Time Records.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, wow. That sounds like a very productive few days then. That's brilliant. And you know that Switzerland and Sweden might be alphabetically close, but they're a million miles apart.
Although, you know, I have to say it's only a 2-hour flight. If you live in the United States, like a 2-hour flight is...
Yeah, nothing.
Not too far. No, so that's right. So it's all, I guess it's all relative. But no, I won't be driving or walking.
No, absolutely. No, that sounds fantastic. And you've brought your bass with you.
Actually, this is not my bass that we have here. This is a fantastic loaner that I got from Benslow Music here. They have a wonderful, let me say it right, instrument loan scheme.
Yeah, they do.
And in the United States, a loan scheme would sound like something that was like the black market. So I have to, it's not a rental shop, it is a loan scheme. But they have wonderful, I have a number of actually wonderful double basses here.
Oh.
And I got to play this when I was here last time, last year. It's this fantastic French bass, so I'm very happy to be reunited here for at least the UK portion of my tour.
Right, fantastic. Because I always think, as a saxophone player, I jealously guard my instruments. But of course, you can't do that in quite the same way when you travel internationally, can you?
It is an issue. I mean, it's wonderful to do four countries and, you know, all that stuff. But the logistics that are involved, if you're a bass player, are that much more. Because I have to arrange for an instrument at each location.
Yeah.
I have to pick it up, I have to play it, I have to get it to the concerts, then I have to drop it off before I get to the airport and go to the next place.
Yeah.
So having the instrument be here at Benslow and staying here at Benslow while I'm here, it just is an enormous treat
for me. Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, that's something. Well, and it's a beautiful place to stay, isn't
it
as
is.
Well?
Oh,
so,
I love it.
Yes. It's like a little haven of tranquility. and we're trying to promote it more in Hitchin, because actually a lot of people, they may have heard of it, or they may have come up here when they were children and done musical activities and things, but they don't know the wonderful things that go on here.
Mm.
So we're trying to promote it more in the town, which is quite interesting because my podcast, you know, is predominantly international, and yet here we are sort of talking about this jewel in Hitchin, which is my hometown. So it's very strange.
It's a wonderful place. I mean, yeah. I was just blown away by it when I came in 2020, not knowing what to expect.
No.
I mean, I can say, you know, as an American, you know, coming to visit, we don't have anything. There is nothing like this in the States. No model of school or teaching or lodging or location or facility. This is wholly unique to me.
Wow.
We have nothing like it. And it just, you know, from the first day here, was just really impressed by the whole operation. Really a very class operation.
Yeah, and the staff are wonderful. The food's good.
Yeah.
You know, so what's not to like?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. It's interesting, talking about your bass loan thing. I interviewed Christian McBride just before Christmas, and he ended up playing, while he was in the UK, he played on a bass that he used to own and had sold to somebody, and then they lent it to him for the gigs, which I thought was a really nice way of doing it. So,
well, if you're Christian McBride, you have options.
Absolutely.
When you go places, people know who you are.
Absolutely, and you have people who can return the bass and collect it.
There's a little more infrastructure.
Yes, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to me about the music. What music projects have you been up to since we last spoke?
Oh, boy. Well, since we last spoke, I released, I think when we talked, I had released my second album, Moving Day.
Yes.
It was the 2018 album.
Yeah.
Then I had, I had released another trio album called True Stories, probably about 3 years ago now. That's another one with my same lineup that we've had together. Tim Harrison, who's a UK native, been living in New York now for quite a while, married a woman from Texas, and my drummer Scott Newman. The band's been together now for over 10 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And it's a real luxury, I have to say, having an ensemble that you can keep together that long, because you really do become greater than the sum of your parts, you know, as you get a chance to just kind of, you know, just grow over the course of 10 years plus. You know where each other's going to go. It's a good place to be to make music, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And how often do you get together and perform?
Well, it varies. Sometimes we have, you know, more opportunities, sometimes a little less. We've been lucky to be in the rotation in a club just outside of New York and in Madison, New Jersey. New Jersey, not maybe known for a whole lot of jazz clubs, but they do have one there that is actually recognized. widely, a place called Shanghai Jazz in Madison, New Jersey. And we've gotten into the steady rotation there, which is nice. So, you know, we tend to be there every other month or so. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the other things are just kind of catch-as-catch-can. But actually, we do work a fair amount, and we keep going. Well, we have a performing arts center coming up that we're going to be playing in south of Baltimore, Maryland next month, as well as a few other things. So, always a good day to be a band leader when you can keep your band going that long.
Yeah, that's really good. And you've been playing with Marco for, you know, 4 years now.
Oh, and actually even before that, because the 4 years ago was the first time we were here in the UK. But the first time I played with Marco was actually, I think, probably 2 years prior to that. 2 or 3 years prior to that. It's hard to remember now. I had a short tour with the gentleman who I'll be going to Sweden with, Mikael Godet. We shared a tour in a concert in Belgium and a concert in Paris. And I needed musicians that were a little more local than New York City.
Yeah.
And so I had gotten connected to Marco through a mutual friend who is another ex-British expat living in New York, not in New York, actually way up in northern Maine, one of the northernmost parts in the continental United States. But she runs a very successful radio station, Anthea Redmond. They have Jazz Bites Radio, and widely listened to on the internet anyways. Right. And she knew Marco, and she knew me, and she kind of connected us. And so I had hired Marco and a friend of his who's no longer here to play those concerts. And, you know, so our partnership goes back at least 6 years. He's been a good friend. He's really helped me organize things here in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's an incredible pianist and a showman as well. I mean, he's a great performer, isn't he?
Yes. Marco is a constant ball of energy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're very lucky to have him living it so close as well.
Absolutely.
Because he teaches quite a lot and, you know, the rest of it. So this course that you're doing here at Benslow, what format is it taking? What instruments have you got?
This course is, you know, it's playing the jazz repertoire, right? So it's a course just devoted to getting people, you know, more familiar, more comfortable with playing jazz. Mm-hmm. And the instrument, it's open to all instruments and to a lot of different levels. So we get kind of a wide range of folks. So every instrument you can think of that would be in a jazz band and a few that maybe you wouldn't see. I think last time we had someone who played both clarinet and oboe, which was different.
Okay.
I believe this time we also have someone who's playing violin perhaps. So we get a few kind of more untraditional instruments, but by and large, it's what you would expect. Piano, bass, drums, saxophones. We don't get too many brass instruments. We may have a trombone player on this course and a guitar player, I think, as well.
Right, right. And it's just about working through standards and that sort of thing, is it?
Precisely. Yeah. You know, there's, like I said, we get people who have slightly different backgrounds, some people more experienced, some people a little less. So we try to give a little something for everybody.
Right.
And the course here is just, it's a great way for people who maybe don't get a chance to play every day to have like a very music intensive experience, and get to play a lot, see a lot of music. You hear two different perspectives in some ways on jazz, both Marco and mine. We say the same thing for some things, but when you have more than one instructor, you can always just get just that slightly different angle. So I think it's actually a really nice setup that they have here at Benslow for the course. I think it's very beneficial, actually.
Yeah, and the range of courses they do is really good, and they reach a wide range of people, which is nice. So I think that's something they want to build on. Interesting hearing you talk about oboe, because I've come across a jazz outfit called Affinity... Maybe they're just the Affinity Orchestra. They're from, I think, Leeds, one of the conservatoires. It might be Birmingham. Anyway, one of the music conservatoires. And they've got jazz oboe, which is really, really interesting. And I think it works alongside a bigger ensemble.
Sure.
I can't imagine it in a sort of quartet kind of thing. You know,
it's not a color we're used to hearing.
No, exactly. And I think the range difference from the bass would be quite intense.
Yeah, also not a super easy instrument to play, the oboe.
No, absolutely. And you know, the embouchure is so difficult to play that for any length of time. I think it's quite tricky.
Not designed to play Coltrane's Love Supreme on.
No, I think that's true. That's absolutely true. So when you go back to the States, what do the next few months hold?
Well, I'll get back to my teaching regiment, which is at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania. So for those who want a little geography lesson, that would be about an hour and 45 minutes west of New York City. Everybody on the jazz faculty at the university there, they're all New York guys. So everybody drives out, does their teaching on one day, and then comes home. So it's not a full-time teaching job. I'm there about once a week. Sometimes a little bit more if I have extra concerts to play, and sometimes, you know, not at all. So I'll have that. I'll go back to some gigs with my band that I mentioned. We have a couple dates in April coming up that we're preparing for. I have various and sundry freelance gigs. You know, it's not just my band as a bass player. You're always, you know, playing a lot of other different projects. Including, you know, and I play classical music as well. I play for the Bronx Opera. People don't realize there is a Bronx Opera company, but it's been there 55 years.
Wow. I remember us talking about this in the first podcast episode you were in.
Yeah.
And I find that fascinating because I think bass is one of those instruments that actually classical composers often used and use the bass in exactly the same way that jazz composers do. You know, you're that steady, you know, roots along the bottom that we need in all kinds of music. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, so it's there'll be plenty of stuff to go back to for sure. And if you're in this line of work, you know, you never really know what the next day may hold, because, you know, the phone rings. Well, actually, these days nobody calls anymore. It's just text messages or email, I suppose. But, you know, you get the message about, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you be here? Can you be there? And, you know, that's the excitement of it, sometimes the anxiety of it. But it certainly doesn't lead to a boring existence, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's interesting, coming back again to my conversation I had with Christian McBride. He said exactly the same thing. I mean, he was finishing three nights at Ronnie Scott's, and he said, I don't know what's next. You know, and you think, well, for somebody that's, you know, at the level that you guys are at, where you're the go-to guys, and for you to be saying that, you know.
What does it mean for everyone else,
well,
I suppose?
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, Christian's obviously busy. He's a very in-demand guy. He's, a lot of people... Everyone knows about his big projects, but people don't realize how many other, say, smaller projects that don't get quite the same level of attention that he plays on.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I've subbed for people's bands, and check out this track. You'll learn this track. Oh, Christian McBride's on this one.
Right.
Oh, Christian McBride's on that other one. So
you
know, people like that, you know, they can get around. But no matter what, I mean, I think that no matter what level you're at, in this business, there's a certain, you have to have a certain amount of humility, because, you know, you can be riding high, you know, on top with like a billion things, and then, you know, you can get humbled pretty quickly sometimes. So, you know, you just have to kind of keep the faith and stay steady. It keeps going.
Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you so much. It's been really nice talking to you, Mark.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's so nice to be able to do this in person.
Exactly.
Not
it's
on Zoom.
Brilliant. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed listening to that conversation with Mark Wade. We were at Benslow Music in Hitchin, Hertfordshire, which is close to where I live. And it was really good, as we both agreed, to talk in person. And I'm doing more and more of those now, which is really, really interesting. And I have some great guests lined up, which, if you're a subscriber, you will know about in advance. So, if you want a little cute key ring and a bit of inside information about who's coming up and who I'm interviewing next, then hit the subscribe button, which you will see in the show notes. What you're listening to now is At the Sunside, which is also from Telling Tales by Mark Wade. All of the links for finding out more about Mark are in the show notes. And please do get involved. Let me know what you think about the show. And I hope you have a really, really good week. And share a little of what you are good at. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Harmonious World. My name is Hilary Seabrook, and it's a great delight to bring this series of discussions with musicians and composers and writers and all sorts of people to you. Obviously, there's no point in having a podcast if people aren't listening, and I'm very grateful to my listeners for doing so. Thanks also to Joe English for composing and performing this new theme tune. So wherever you get your podcast, you can leave a review. You can share this with your friends and family, either as a link or on social media and that sort of thing. I'd be really grateful for that. Don't forget that you can subscribe now. There's a link wherever you get your podcasts. So have a great week, and please remember why I started this, which is just to try and make the world a little more harmonious. Thanks for listening to Harmonious World.